afternoon, and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 on South Prospect Street, ready to go for another show. Well, how you doing out there? Hope you're doing all right on this rainy Wednesday afternoon. I'll tell you what, it's been kind of a rainy day today out there. My wife sent me a picture of the beautiful sunrise this morning. It was kind of pretty this morning, but not so much now. 41 degrees here in Marion. I guess the temperature's not too bad. I didn't have to wear the heavy, bulky winter coat, but yeah, just a little sweatshirt out, so that was kind of nice. 41 degrees here in Marion right now, so but the weather could be nicer, but I suppose it could be worse. But anyhow, as always, it's Ohio. Wait a minute, it'll change, and we'll take what we can get, for sure. Well, I've got some Christmas trivia to share with you today. Partial Christmas trivia, and then a page of regular trivia. I'm giving away a gift card to Arby's today. Yes, indeed, to Arby's. So if you like Arby's, today's your day. A $5 gift card to Arby's. All you need to do for a chance to win is just call me and answer one of my trivia questions. I will put you in a drawing, and at 4:55 this afternoon, we will draw a winner. Hey, I want to say thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. And don't forget, right outside the barbershop right now, you can drop your letters off to Santa. Don't forget to include a return address on there so that Santa can send you a letter back. So look for that Santa mailbox right there outside of Waldo Barbershop down there in Waldo. All right. Sound good? Yes, indeed. Well, hey, we've got a lot of great things happening here in the Marion area. The what do they got? Oh, I know what's happening this weekend. It seems like there's a tree lighting Friday night down in Waldo. They're going to light the official Waldo Christmas tree on Friday night. And so that should be a lot of fun down there in Waldo. And I believe there's a craft show as well down there. So that's going to be a lot of fun. So some good things happening in Waldo, and there's some things happening in around the Marion area, of course. It's out there on Facebook. You can find it out there. There's all kinds of stuff going on here in the Marion area. Well, the wife and I, we decided to eat at Perkins this weekend. It had been a while. We were in the mood for some breakfast food, and we were in the mood for some omelets. So we decided that we would come in and have ourselves some omelets. So I got the Granny's Country Omelet, which has some all kinds of good stuff stuffed inside that omelet. It's good. I got that, and then a side of, what did I get? Oh, a side of hash browns, and then wheat toast was mine. And then my wife got pancakes, and then she built her own omelet, got the ham and cheese omelet, built her own omelet. And then she got, let's see, what'd she get? Tater tots, I think. And it was a good meal out there at Perkins. Good service out there. So if it's been a while since you've been out to Perkins, it's a good place to eat. We had a nice time out there, and we always take a little video of what's on the plate, and we post that on our Facebook page, which is What's on the Plate. You can find it out there by just going to RadioNate.webs.com. It's out there, and so we just do these silly little videos, and we do a belly rating, 1 to 5 bellies. So I gave it a full 5 bellies because I just couldn't find anything wrong with the food, so it was definitely all right. Hey, it looks like we got a call coming in here. Let's find out who is on the line here as we open up the program here. Hi, we're on the air. Go ahead. Well, must be a fake. That's a ghost calling us. 4:24 is the time. Hey, let's get right to that trivia. As I said, Christmas trivia today, and we're giving away an Arby's gift card. My number is 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, and here's the trivia that we have. Every elf has this ornament on the tip of his toes. What is it? Every elf has this ornament on the tip of his toes. What is it? How many points does a snowflake typically have? And I don't have 8. I have a little less than that. How many points does a snowflake typically have? What soda pop features Santa Claus this time of year? What soda pop features Santa Claus this time of year? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, elf has bell on his toes.
Yes, has a bell. Has bells on his toes. How are you doing today?
Not doing too bad.
Good, good. Glad to hear it. Day's going pretty good. Is it rainy where you're at?
Yeah, light rain.
Yeah, light rain today, I guess. That's what we can expect for December. Yes, well, we'll just take what we can get here in Ohio.
We'll take what we get.
Right.
Complain about the cold.
Right. I guess if we complain about the cold, we'll just turn the furnace up a little bit. Right. All right, Mr. David. Well, I appreciate the phone call, and we'll get you signed up.
All righty. Appreciate
it. Hey, thanks for calling in. You have a nice evening now, all right?
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Sorry about the microphone. Microphone's going in and out a little bit here. I'll try to whack the knob here a little bit, try to loosen things up here for us here on as we head through. There it goes again. And maybe if I turn it up, there, we'll cooperate here. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ernie, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Hey, yes. It was pleasant to meet you the other day.
Yeah, oh, that was great. Yeah.
Glad you came in.
Right. I unfortunately I missed your program last week. I had a 4:30 doctor's appointment. That sort of messes everything up.
Yeah, right there in the middle.
Yeah.
And they weren't playing it in the doctor's office.
Yep. When you did the trivia, you know, I missed all the good stuff at the beginning.
Oh, okay.
Which is doing. Yeah, I know you must have talked about your medical situation.
Oh, yeah, I got to update you on that.
Yeah, it sounds like you must still have all your body parts today.
Well, I do today, but not next week.
Okay.
I'll have to tell you about that.
Yeah, okay. And, it's, they don't replay your show as often as they should, you know?
Well, I appreciate that.
I
want
to talk to Scott about that, you know? I tried listening to every hour I could, and I only caught it one time, and I caught that a little late, you know? So I'll have to try to find out how to get on the web and look it up and play it, you know?
Yeah.
That's my only solution.
Yeah, catch the rerun there on the website there. Yeah,
yeah.
Adam does a good job putting that up there.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
he usually has that up there the next day or so.
Yeah,
so it's usually up there. Everything I've done's up there, so you can just have at it.
Yeah. Oh, good. Well, I think Snowflake has 6 sides.
6 sides. Yep, that is correct.
Yeah. Yeah,
yes, and, indeed.
They say all snowflakes are different, but I don't really believe them. You know.
Yeah,
think,
that's what
I think
they
there's
say.
There's got to be a little bit of duplication even in Mother Nature.
Right.
But talking about the weather, I did go outside and. You know, I didn't care what it was, but I didn't need my snow shovel.
Right.
That's all I care about right now.
That's right. Didn't need your snow shovel.
That's right.
I've got two good ones that that got us through last winter.
That's
and,
right, and you really don't want to put much wear and tear on them this
no,
winter,
I'd rather leave them right where they're at, preferably, and I'd rather not get the salt out either.
Yeah, I know.
Put the salt down either.
I got a whole bunch of salt. I hope I don't use it.
Yeah. Know? It can just stay there. I've got a whole bag and it can just stay there so far as it's right now it holds down my trash cans when the wind blows and I'll just use it. I'll just
take
use
that windy
it
weather and that's, yeah.
I'll just use it for that.
You know, when you get old like me, you don't need icy weather, slip and fall.
Oh, right.
That's one of the most dangerous things to old people, you know, especially ones that fall and break a hip and end up getting laid up in the hospital and get pneumonia. What happened to my grandmother, you know, she fell and broke her hip and died from pneumonia.
Oh yeah, yep. Yeah, boy, that can really do it in, and that ice is something else, isn't
yep.
it? Boy, that'll get you every time, man. Even a young person, it just
yep.
anybody just gets you, but especially the elderly. Boy, when that ice comes, it's like, boy, I hope everybody can stay inside if possible.
Yeah. I know a lady that was the secretary of Central Christian, and she fell. On ice in a Kroger's parking lot, broke her hip, and well, she's never been the same since.
Mm.
You know,
yeah.
She's diabetic and older, and just can't recover.
Yeah, it takes a toll on a body, don't
it? Does.
Boy, absolutely. Yeah, that's why when I used to work for Walmart, I used to work the early shift, and I would get out there and I would salt those sidewalks.
Oh yeah,
and,
that's a big help. Let me tell you, that's
oh,
a big help to everybody.
Yeah, when I was on duty, I made sure that those sidewalks
yeah.
were properly salted because I knew that the
yeah.
Folks came out early. The elderly folks like to come out early and do their shopping, and I thought, man, I don't want anybody falling on my watch.
Right.
And in the 12 years I was there, nobody did, fortunately.
That's
so
good.
Yeah, we kept it good and salted out there. I made sure we had somebody out there, the janitorial staff, watch it throughout the day too.
Yep.
That's a big thing out there, especially those big high trafficked areas like your stores and that.
Oh yeah.
Keep it
right.
salted there
right.
and everything.
Yeah. Alrighty, I'll be waiting until you draw my name.
Okay, Ernie.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, Nate.
Take care.
See ya.
Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. Hey, what is Scrooge's partner's name? What is Scrooge's partner's name? What are the traditional Christmas colors? What are the traditional Christmas colors as we do Christmas trivia today? How many reindeer drive Santa's sleigh, including Rudolph? How many reindeer drive Santa's sleigh, including Rudolph? Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, Nate.
Hey, I'm great. How are you, Bob?
Mr. Claus gives Santa Claus a Coke.
Yes, it's featured on the Coca-Cola. That is right.
Right.
Yes, sir. Well, are they taking good care of you, Bob?
Yeah. How was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was great. Had a good time down south. Had good food to eat and good fellowship. How about yourself?
Well, we scaled everything back this year. We had what we would normally have. There's only about 10 of us there, well, the family. And so we just scaled everything back, but we still had a good time. My daughter-in-law and grandson, made apple and cherry pie and pudding pie. We didn't have pumpkin or sweet potato pie this year. And we didn't have a cookie because most everybody that was here don't eat much turkey, so we just settled for him. We had our sweet potatoes and mashed potatoes and gravy.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. And stuff like that on the side, old sack, cheese plate.
So you had a pretty good time.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, things are pretty good.
Good, good.
I'll get off first, somebody else can get him.
All right, Bob. Good talking to you. Take care.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Hey, next question. Where did the nativity take place? Where did the nativity take place? Who helped Santa make the gifts? Who helped Santa make the gifts? What is the most popular Christmas play featuring toys that come to life? What is the most popular Christmas play that features toys that come to life? And what song talks about multiple days of Christmas? What song talks about multiple days of Christmas? Hi, we're on the air.
Christmas colors are red and green.
Red and green. Beautiful Christmas colors. How are you today, Judy C?
I'm just fine, thanks. And how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, hanging in there. Yes, indeed. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yes, I did.
Good, good. Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. Yeah, we did
right.
Too, and I had plenty of turkey, I'll tell you that.
All right, thank
you. Take care, Judy. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, I went down south, southern Ohio, to my sister-in-law's house. My brother and sister-in-law hosted us and had a fine time with their family. And there was all kinds of food. And there was this really good broccoli casserole that my brother-in-law's grandmother made. Oh my goodness, Grandma Thompson. Yes, she made this wonderful broccoli casserole, and I just couldn't stay out of it. It was just delicious. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, you got 9 reindeer, including Rudolph.
9 reindeer, including Rudolph. That's right. Hey, how are you today?
I'm good. How about you, Nate?
Hey, doing all right. Doing all right. Well, are you into the Christmas season yet?
No, not yet.
Not
this weekend. I'll get stuff put out.
About this weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah. About that, sometime after Thanksgiving, sometimes when it kind of officially begins, isn't it?
Yeah.
More or less, yeah. I'll tell you, they got the studio in here decked out pretty good.
That's what we hear when we listen to them on the morning. Scott and them, they said it's all decked out.
Oh, so. Yeah. Scott's got the decorations up, I'll tell you what. I wouldn't be surprised if he probably does his show in the Santa Claus hat.
Yeah. We might have to sneak up and see if he is doing it in his Santa hat.
Yeah. All right, Miss Becky. Well, hey, I got you signed up. It's always good talking to you.
Okay, and, you have a good day now.
Hey, you too. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Hey, I might tell you that I will not be here next Wednesday because I have surgery on Tuesday to remove the gallbladder. Yes, I went to the doctor today, and the gallbladder has to come out. So I will not be here next Wednesday to do the show. So we should have a rerun for you. Hi, we're on the air.
Hello, how are you going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm still hanging in there.
Good deal, good deal. Glad to hear it. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was really good.
Good, good.
I had our son over and everything went really good.
Good. Now, do you have turkey or do you have ham? Or?
Ham. We're not turkey people.
Yeah, have some ham. Okay,
yeah.
Yeah. Nothing like a good ham.
Yep, that's for sure. I'll tell you a little story.
Yeah.
I went to one of your eating places one day and talking around and... they're talking about the teenagers coming in, getting their stuff and carrying on and leaving the waitress a penny tip when
ooh,
they leave.
Ooh, ooh, penny tip. Oh, no.
Yeah, I guess they're really rude.
Oh, my. Oh, I hate to hear that. I'll tell you, even if I get a bad waitress, I never leave a penny tip. That's just, that's about as bad as it can get. If I get a bad waitress, I might just say, hey, are you having a bad day? What's the matter? Something like that. I might say something like that or whatever, but, you know, I still always leave a tip. You know what I'm saying?
They say that they're like this all the time, so I said it's really ridiculous. They got to treat the waitresses like that.
Yeah, because I'll tell you, that's your bread and butter, and a lot of times waitresses, they really depend on that, and a lot of times they're waitresses aren't real rich people to begin with.
Yeah, I remember back when the owners used to be at the buffet, they used to tell you, they like their tips because they only got like a couple bucks an hour, and they really live for their tips, and I said, well, if these people are like that now, it's just terrible that they're like that. So.
Oh, it is. Yeah, leaving the penny tip. I'll tell you what. Yeah, that's uncalled for. That's just downright mean, for sure.
Yeah.
The other thing that would get me is when people would leave one of those religious tracts and then not leave a tip at all.
Right.
And just
say some of them don't even bother. They leave them over tips and stuff. He said, but then the teenagers, mostly teenagers, they'll do that. And I thought, man, you can't be,
can't
be that rude.
Yeah, I'll tell you, that's just totally uncalled for. I mean, we always like to leave at 20% or better,
Right, that's what we do.
Used to, back in the day, it was 10% and then 15%. Anymore, a good 20% is what we'd like to leave.
I think
that's a good number. Just up the road from us is the Subway, just around the corner. And
right.
There's a couple ladies in there that work really, really hard. And, of course, I suppose at a Subway, you're not required to tip or expected to tip. But it pops up a tip on when you pay with your card there. And I always like to give those ladies a tip because they're working so hard and they're just busting their behinds to, keep everybody happy, So any time it's possible to give a tip out or whatever, I like to do it.
Right, that's a drive. I do that a lot out of the way, and then sometimes like I pass it on and if I go through and get me a drink and I'll pass the one behind me, like maybe McDonald's or Wendy's and pay for theirs, so.
Pay it forward, pay it backward, whatever they say. Yeah,
right.
That's always nice to do. I've had that happen to me at Starbucks, and then pass it on too, and hopefully it kept on going for a while.
Yeah, that's a good thing to do.
Yeah, it really is. It's nice to spread a little bit of kindness around,
Yeah,
especially sure. Especially this time of year, when people are trying to work so hard to get extra gifts for their kids and different things like that.
Yeah, that's what I do. We're gonna make it right, so.
Right, exactly.
But anyhow, your nativity scene is in Bethlehem.
In Bethlehem, yes, indeed, absolutely. That's a.
Well, I better quit talking. Somebody come over and knock me out.
No, Ralph, we'll protect you of that.
Okay. But you have a safe and go home then, Nate.
All right, Ralph. Thanks a lot.
Take care.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944 is my number. I got my Christmas questions here, and we're just having a good time rolling right along here, here at WWGH, your favorite radio station, at 107.1 on the FM dial. Hi, we're on the air. Hi, go ahead. Did you say nine?
Yes.
Nine. Yes, that's right. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Is this Lucas?
Yes.
Lucas. Well, how are you today, buddy?
Good. Except my brother's throwing stuff at me,
Oh, he is? Oh, boy. Well, you have to keep him in line, won't you? How was your day at school?
Good. Did some math.
Yeah?
Finished math before everyone has said I was like the fourth one done with the drawing.
Oh, really? Okay.
Fourth one with math done and fourth one done with the drawing.
Oh, good. Wow. So you got it done quick, right?
Yes.
All right. That's great, Lucas. Oh, congratulations, buddy. I'll tell you what, sounds like you're pretty good at that math.
Yes, I love it.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I'm not very good at it, so that's good that you are good at math. I'm glad to hear it. You probably get...
I got it from my dad.
Now,
too.
Now, do you get A's in math? Do you get A's in math? A pluses?
Yes.
Yeah, I bet you do. Mm-hmm. Well, Lucas, I'll get you signed up for a chance to win Arby's, okay?
Okay, I get an A on everything, actually.
Oh, you get an A on everything? Wow, that's great. That's great to get A's in school. You are a good student, buddy. Well, you take care and you have a good night now, all right?
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. 4:44 on a Wednesday afternoon. We're rolling right here on Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond. Glad you're tuned in. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays, 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Let's go back to the phones and see who's there. Hi, we're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, we're on the air. How are you?
I don't hear him.
Go ahead. Oh. Well, we had somebody, and then we didn't. All right. Okay, maybe this is them calling back. Let's find out. Hi, we're on the air.
My name is McKenna Potts. I'm here to see if I can wish my sister happy birthday.
Yes, what's your sister's name?
Sammy.
All right. Well, happy birthday. And how old is she? Well, we will wish her a happy birthday, okay? All right. So happy birthday, okay? All right. There we go. Hey, we'll do birthday wishes. We'll do anything you like here at Offbeat News and Trivia. Just dial me up, 740-383-9944. We're giving away an Arby's gift card today, a $5 gift card to Arby's. All you need to do for a chance to win is just call me, answer one of my trivia questions, and I will put you in the drawing for a chance to win. And at 4:55 coming up, we will draw a name and find out who our big winner is. Hey, it's excitement, excitement, excitement right here on the radio. Want to tell you one more time, I will not be here live next Wednesday. I have to have surgery next Tuesday. Have to have the old gallbladder out. Went to the doctor today and she said, hey, according to your ultrasound, your gallbladder is very angry. That was the word she used. She said it's very angry. And so they're hoping to do just the little invasive of surgery where they put the, you know, just little small cuts in your stomach. But if there's a big problem, they might have to do a bigger cut. So hopefully they'll just be able to do the little invasive surgery, and they might even do robotics. I'm not sure yet. They're going to let me know. But next Tuesday, I'll be in surgery. So wish me luck. Okay, say an extra prayer for your host here at Offbeat News and Trivia. So I will not be here next Wednesday, but I'm hopefully only going to miss one Wednesday, and then I'll be back at it, hopefully. So I know I'll be on restriction for a while, won't be able to lift anything, but hey, I'm not required to lift anything to do a radio show. Just have to slide a few knobs, and they aren't heavy at all. Hey, like our Facebook page when you get a chance. It's at Radio Nate on Facebook. Every time you like our Facebook page, an angel gets its wings. Well, that's what we like to say anyhow. Like our Facebook page, and also like WWGH1071 on Facebook as well. So like those Facebook pages and you'll be up to date with all the information that we have for you. Hey, let's get to the offbeat news that we have for you today. An Idaho man climbed aboard an electric unicycle and rode for a distance of 35 miles while juggling three balls to set a Guinness World Record. David Rush, who has broken more than 200 Guinness records to promote STEM education, said he had wanted to attempt the record for farthest distance traveled on an electric unicycle while juggling for a few years, but he only recently came into possession of the required vehicle. Rush said his first electric unicycle, provided by a friend, only made it a distance of about 10 miles before the battery died. But eWheels.com provided him with another that advertised a range of 35 miles. The serial record breaker took the unicycle to a local track where he was able to juggle while riding for 141 laps, a distance of 35 miles. Rush said the record-breaking trip lasted for 2 hours, 29 minutes, and 30 seconds. Well, the 12 Days of Christmas will cost more this year. Seven Swans will still cost over $13,000, the most expensive gift in the song, The 12 Days of Christmas, as almost every other gets pricier, according to PNC's Christmas Price Index released Monday. The annual index has been around since 1984 and measures the current cost of obtaining all items in a full verse of the iconic carol. The index is meant to be a reflection of the broader U.S. economy and parallels inflationary growth. After plummeting last year, the index is up 5.7% this season, the largest jump since 2013. It would cost about $41,206 to obtain the items from each of the 12 verses. The figure is up from $16,168 last year and $38,994 in 2019. Inflation this year has certainly been surprising to the upside. This very specialty gift basket is largely mirroring what we're seeing in the larger economy, said PNC Chief Investment Officer Amanda Agati. The National Retail Federation expects the average American consumer to spend $648 this holiday season on gifts for family, friends, and coworkers. A recent Gallup poll found Americans expect to spend $837 on gifts. Well, the wife and I'll tell you what, we don't spend $837. We spend quite a bit less on gifts, to be honest with you, for the holidays. We just don't spend that much. We find gifts that that aren't all that expensive, but yet are very meaningful and hopefully people will like. Swedish furniture company IKEA is offering a tiny home apartment in Tokyo for the price of less than $1 a month for 1 year. IKEA said the 170-square-foot apartment in a district there in Tokyo will be rented out on a one-year lease for a price of 86 cents per month, not including utilities. The company is accepting applications from prospective tenants who must be at least 20 years old until December the 3rd. The apartment is being furnished with IKEA products. So there you go. And that's our offbeat stack that we have for you right there. Hi, we're on the air.
It's me again, Nate.
Hey, Ernie.
Yeah, you know, that's average of 14 mile an hour on that unicycle. That's
yeah.
Not sitting still.
No, it sure isn't.
My goodness, must have been around like a quarter mile, you know. racetrack or something like that.
Right, yeah, it must have been, yeah. Yeah, he's something else, isn't he?
Yep.
Boy, oh boy.
Yep. And you do have some heavy-duty stuff you have to do. You have to lift all of our spirits every Wednesday.
Oh, okay, all right.
You got some heavy-duty lifting.
Heavy-duty lifting,
yeah.
There you go.
All right. Thanks,
all right.
Nate.
Hey, thanks, Ernie.
Bye-bye.
All right, 4:53 is the time. Here's the trivia questions I have left if you'd like to hop in here real quick before we do our drawing. Hey, who helps Santa make the gifts? Who helps Santa make gifts? What is the most popular Christmas play featuring toys that come to life? What song talks about multiple days of Christmas? And what is Scrooge's partner's name? 740-383-9944 if you'd like to sign up for our drawing. Get in here. We're giving away an Arby's gift card, a $5 gift card to Arby's, which we will send in the mail to you, and you can enjoy some Arby's. Yeah, get out there, and boy, I'll tell you, they have some really good cookies out there. I don't know if you've ever tried their cookies, but they have two different kinds. The chocolate chip, I don't know if it's salted chocolate chip, and then a regular, more of a chocolate chip. They don't call it that, but it's a chocolate chip, a double chocolate chip cookie out there. And you talk about good cookies. Those are pretty good cookies out there at Arby's. So it's your chance to try one for sure. Hi, we're on the air.
How about the elves?
The elves, that's right. Absolutely. All right, thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, and that brings us to 4:55 this afternoon, and we will shuffle everybody up and see who our winner is. We want to say thanks to Lucas, thanks to Ralph, thank you Becky, thank you Judy C., thank you Bob, thank you Ernie, and thank you David for calling in. We do appreciate it very, very much. Let's shuffle these names up real good and find out who the winner is going to be today. And that winner today would be none other than Ernie. Congratulations, Ernie. You are the winner today of the Arby's gift card, and we will send that in the mail to you. And hopefully you'll get that pretty quick. All right. So thank you, everybody that called. It was good to talk to you. I will miss talking to you next week. We'll not be here live, but hopefully we'll have a rerun on for you so you can have something to listen to from the Offbeat News and Trivia Archives. And so we'll hopefully get that on the air for you next week from 4:15 until 5 o'clock. And then I plan on being here the following week after that, because I want to be here during the Christmas season, because it's one of my favorite times of the year, and I like being with you folks for the Christmas season. Well, I like being with you folks every week, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. Just like talking to you out there in Radio Land. Well, hey, we've got time to do our Ladies' Corner, and we have a recipe for you. And it has to do with some leftovers from Thanksgiving. We have leftover turkey pot pie. You can find this online, facebook.com/RadioNate. Facebook.com/RadioNate. Turn your holiday leftovers into delicious leftover turkey pot pie. Leftover turkey pot pie is quick and easy to prepare, so you can take it easy after the big get-together. The refrigerated pie crust and frozen vegetables really help simplify the cooking process. Here's what you need. 3/4 cups of milk. 1/4 cup Miracle Whip dressing. 1 tablespoon of flour, 1 1/2 cups Kraft shredded sharp cheddar cheese, 3 cups chopped cooked turkey, how about that, about 1 pound, One package, that's 10 ounces of frozen mixed vegetables, peas, carrots, green beans, and corn thawed, 1/4 cup chopped onions, and one ready-to-use refrigerated pie crust. Here's how to make it. Heat your oven to 400 degrees. Mix milk, dressing, and flour in large microwavable bowl. Microwave on high 2 to 3 minutes or until sauce is thickened, stirring after each minute. Stir in cheese, microwave 1 minute, mix until well blended. Add turkey, mixed vegetables, and onions. Toss to coat. Spoon onto 9-inch pie plate. Smooth your surface. Place crust over filling, flute edge, and seal to rim of pie plate. Cut several slits in crust to permit steam to escape. Place on baking sheet. Bake 30 to 35 minutes or until crust is golden brown. Let stand 10 minutes before serving. And there you go. You can find this recipe on my Facebook page, facebook.com/RadioNate. And anytime that you do not have the internet and you would like the recipe, just call me and let me know. I will send a hard copy in the mail to you. So just let me know. Hey, it's time for me to head on down the road to Waldo. I want to say thanks one more time to our supporter, Waldo Barbershop, for supporting today's broadcast. You heard their spot a couple times during the program. Thank you so much to them down there. Again, won't be here next week. Got to have gallbladder surgery on Tuesday. Got to have the gallbladder out. So wish me luck, wish me prayers, whatever. And I will plan to be here in a couple weeks. And we should have a rerun for you next Wednesday right here on the program, 4:15 to 5 o'clock, Offbeat News and Trivia. Stay tuned. There's lots of great programming straight ahead here on your favorite radio station. This is WWGH Marion, Ohio.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the place for